This is Anna Carmo with UN News. Irish military personnel serving under the UN flag in the Golan have been well trained to deal with challenging situations, according to the head of the contingent there. There are 130 Irish nationals, including 7 women, currently deployed to the UN Disengagement Observer Force, a UN peacekeeping mission which was established in 1974 to monitor a ceasefire between Israel and Syria. Many have served previously in other UN missions, including in Liberia, Lebanon, Kosovo, and Western Sahara. Recently, the Irish contingent has been clearing mines so that UN forces can take up positions again in areas which had to be evacuated as a result of the civil war which was taking place in Syria. Daniel Dickinson has been talking to the commander of the Irish forces, Lieutenant Colonel Lewis Flynn.
I'm the contingent commander for the Irish contingent, which makes up the 59th Infantry Group, UNDOF, and we provide the responsibility to act as the force reserve company under the direct command of the UNDOF force commander. In order to achieve this task, we maintain a credible and robust presence in the Golan to uphold the mandate, and the Irish contingent operates out of Camp Fawar, which is where the force headquarters is located. We maintain a quick reaction force and also a reserve force within the Camp Fawar at all times. The quick reaction force is a small, highly mobile and flexible force that can respond to requests made by the force commander within 15 minutes, 24/7. The requests can range from the evacuation of UN personnel from UN positions for various emergency reasons to routine patrols of the Bravo line on the east side of the area of separation. The unit also is self-sufficient in that we have our engineering, medical, ordnance, transport and logistical personnel who provide the capability for us to operate in a self-sufficient manner within our mandate.
What role does the United Nations Disengagement Observer Force, to give it its official title, what role does it play?
It's mandated to maintain a credible presence in the Golan and to use best efforts to maintain the ceasefire between Israel and the Syrian Arab Republic, and to see that it is scrupulously observed.
And what are the operating conditions like in the region?
I would put the operating conditions as challenging. The area of operations is primarily focused on what we call the area of separation between the Alpha and Bravo lines. Both lines stretch for a distance of about 75 kilometres from Mount Hermon in the north to the Jordanian border in the south. The area of both lines is, in between both lines, is known as the area of separation. At the widest point, the area of separation stretches up to 9 kilometres and is 200 metres wide at the narrowest point.
Is that a particularly active area? Are there things going on every day which peacekeepers need to react to?
UNDOF has, over the last number of months, has been re-establishing its footprint in the area of separation due to the civil war which was ongoing in the area. The security situation deteriorated to such an extent that UNDOF withdrew most of its presence from the area of separation.
From the Syrians?
From the Syrian side, correct. And they moved on to the Alpha side of the area of separation. So in the last number of months, we have moved back onto the Bravo side. And the Irish contingent is providing a level of engineer specialist search, which we can go in and clear previously occupied UN posts to ensure that all remnants of war and debris are safely cleared and removed so they can be reoccupied by UN forces. So that creates a challenging environment. It's technically difficult, but we have exceptionally well-trained and qualified personnel to conduct those tasks.
Why is it important for Ireland to contribute to UNDOF?
I suppose since Ireland's independence, we've been committed to a number of international bodies, the League of Nations between the World Wars, the UN after World War II, and more recently, the European Union and its predecessors. So it's a pragmatic side of our foreign policy that a small state such as Ireland can commit and involve itself in the international order and provide a measurable presence in international peacekeeping and on the world stage.
And what sort of challenges do your troops face, especially those ones who are on a UN peacekeeping mission for the first time?
The first challenge is the preparation and training that is conducted at home before we deploy overseas. It normally takes approximately a three-month preparation period where we'll go through the full remit of professional military training in the various specialities that we will bring with us, from the dismounted infantry to the engineer specialist search teams to our ordnance disposal team, our medical teams, communications. So we can integrate fully as a robust, mobile and competent force reserve, and also getting an understanding, a cultural understanding of where we're going, what we're going to do, and how we go about doing that. And important in that is that we have an ability to operate with our international partners under the UN flag, the other contingents within the UNDOF mission, so that we can become more interoperable as we conduct operations. But then there's also the personal challenges that people have. Obviously, we're leaving our friends and family behind in Ireland for a six-month tour of duty. So there's an emotional price that personnel play.
What do your men and women tell you about their experience serving as a Blue Helmet?
Overall, I would say it's hugely positive. They rise to the challenge. It's why a lot of members of the Irish Defence Forces will join is the ability to travel abroad, to provide a real improvement in the conduct of the mandated missions, and to add a positive legacy to their service in the Defence Forces. So the professional satisfaction that they receive, and also the opportunity to operate with a multinational force whom they wouldn't necessarily get the opportunity to operate with, and also the exposure to a much wider civilian and NGO non-governmental organizations that operate in the area. We fully understand that the broadest level of peacekeeping and UN mandated missions, that the military provide one element of the solution, and that there's a far wider area, probably we call the comprehensive approach, where all of the other non-governmental actors and aid agencies provide that support to the wider conflict. And you'll always benefit from that learning experience, seeing how people engage and tackle problems in a different way, or using a different lens of experience. So that's hugely positive.